When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is November 27th, 2023, and this is Gigantic Pop. CM Punk is back on Monday Night Raw, perhaps the highest rated Raw of the year. Who knows, though, there was a football game tonight. But I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Raj Giri. Matt Morgan is on his way. So before he gets here, Raj, if you have a rebuttal about Matt's words for you for missing last night.
We've got heat.
Yeah, not in the same place. He's like, I'm not coming in there if Raj is there. No, CM Punk has been the story that would not die for the last 3 months now. It feels like ever since he came back to AEW, left AEW, and rumors, is he going to WWE? And we didn't believe it, so much so that everyone was surprised as hell Saturday night when it happened. And tonight he was on Monday Night Raw. We got some other news as well and things to talk about. But Raj, what have you been hearing from your contacts and sources backstage about CM Punk back in WWE?
Not much. I mean, you know, this was the first show that he was back at where everyone knew he was there. So, you know, I think what Punk said was probably mostly true, that that people are excited to see him. And outside of maybe a few cases, but most people backstage are excited to see him and give him another chance. So we'll see.
Yeah. He said he's changed. Yeah.
He said he's changed.
And like Sammy Davis Jr., I gotta be me.
Right. And it was just in August when all this stuff went down. So we'll see. I mean, it could be just one of those things where the AEW environment, was not the best place for him.
Yeah.
And now he's, you know, like he said he's back home and he had his issues in WWE too, but never did they get physical like that.
Yeah. I mean, he alluded to having changed. He alluded to having never thought that he was going to be in WWE again. We'll go into more depth when Matt joins us. Matt's on his way. Maybe we'll get Matt from his truck even, in fact.
Yeah, cool.
Old times, I know. But it's interesting. Let me state again, tonight proved it. Talked about this yesterday. Seth Rollins is working you all, and tonight you see even more of the seeds being planted. My prediction, I'm calling it now, WrestleMania Night 1, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. And Night 2, Roman Reigns versus Cody.
Yes. Cody has to enter the Rumble, of course, to get that opportunity.
Yes. First, he was the first one to declare. So, but do you have Punk with the Rumble or do you have Cody? Because you can still have, you still have the Elimination Chamber. So you still
It seems weird making Punk earn it. In fact, I mean, I don't know if they'll get away with this. I think Punk almost doesn't have to wrestle till Mania. Honestly, if they could get away with that, they should. Build the attention. And look, we, Matt and I talked about this last night, Raj. The three most interesting things about CM Punk in the WWE is, number one, he's back in the WWE. And number two are the promos he cuts. And almost a distant third is his wrestling ability at this point. And I'm not saying he can't wrestle, but I'm saying that's the third most interesting thing about him in this scenario.
Yeah, I mean, his matches in AEW were always really good, but that's not, that was not the real reason he, you know, he gets so much attention. And and you know, some people just have it, and he's always had that where people just care, and you know, people tune in. You know, how many other wrestlers have had fans chanting their names for years after they left? I mean,
yeah,
even Ultimate Warrior, you know, when he left back in the day, you'd always get the emails like, when is Warrior coming back and stuff like that. But you weren't seeing people bringing signs and, you know, like,
dude, tonight was the most signs I've seen in a WWE audience. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the last time I saw that many signs in the WWE audience.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't like that wasn't like a Cesaro section or Bayley section plant or something like that.
Right.
Long time friend of the pod, Peter Bahi, saying, no way, it's happening at the Rumble. You can't hold this feud off for 5 months. I almost think Priest has a failed cash in at the Rumble if they do that match to delay it to Mania.
Yeah. I mean, once January hits, time starts flying by with WWE. So it's not really that long. So I don't see them doing it now. I think because then what do you do with Punk at Mania?
Yeah. I mean, well, and here's the brilliant thing that WWE has done. This traditionally is the deadest time of year in pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And I think Raw at least breaks 2 million tonight. Has a top three rating for the year, if not a number one rating for the year. But they have taken the deadest time in professional wrestling and made it white hot and given people something to talk about. And tonight they put on a show for everybody that hasn't watched in a while to just sort of showcase what's going on in the WWE. And there were some hits, there were some misses. We could talk a little bit about that. Matt's in the backstage area right now. He's just cooling off and you know, willing to come on and make amends with Raj. I might have said you'd apologize for last night, and he said he'd apologize for Saturday night, and you guys, you know, can work it all out between you. I'm just waiting for him to tell me that he's cooled down enough to come on here and confront you face to face, because you know, we're not working you, we're not building towards a pay-per-view or anything. This is legit heat these guys have.
Regarding the what you mentioned about the rating, I don't think it'll be the highest one, just because they still have Monday Night Football, even though it wasn't that big of a game tonight. But, you know, anytime you're against Monday Night Football, it's going to be tough.
Matt Morgan, but give me a thumbs up. Yeah, I'm sorry. Matt Morgan, give me a thumbs up when you're ready to come on the air. There we go. Now, Matt, I told Raj that if he apologized for missing last night, you would apologize for falling asleep on Saturday. I just need to broker a peace between you two here, because it's been weird going back and forth.
What do you mean? He's out partying. Hang on, time out. He's out partying and doing whatever rich people do while I'm working for the people of Longwood on Saturday all day.
Well, the Broncos won.
Yeah. Matt, do you want to know the funniest thing? You know what he said to me before we went on? I was like, so what happened? Are you okay? We're worried. He's like, oh, I just got caught up in football. And I'm like, motherfucker, we had our biggest show last night.
Well, we were
gigantic
watching.
Pop.
Dude, the Bronco game was over like an hour before that damn thing.
Yeah, but we had a group of people.
you always have a group of people. I always have people hooting and hollering in the background over there at Club de Raj.
Yeah.
And I saw your full name. I watched your podcast back, the one that I fell asleep that I didn't make.
Yeah.
What's your full name again? It's not Raj. It's Raj G.
Rajiv.
Yeah. How come you don't put that there?
You know, my stage name.
Okay.
Volume okay, you guys? Because you guys sound low to me.
We hear you okay. You're coming in clear. I'm not sure if we're picking up through your mic or whatever, but turn up the volume on your end or whatever you need to hear us. Okay. But we got you coming through. Yeah. I do have echo cancellation turned on for you, Matt. Let me try turning that off and see if that helps a little bit there. Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. So tonight, CM Punk is back. We're going to talk about that promo. We're going to talk about some high points and low points of Raw tonight. But as Matt and I talked about last night, Seth Rollins is working you all. Strap in. Marks. Come along for the ride.
And the markdom continued today hot and heavy on YouTube. Because instead of taking it back, you'd be like, obviously, after second thought, these were all, you know, bits of work between Rhea Ripley, definitely Seth Rollins. No, these clowns like tripled down on it because they want They're such CM Punk haters that they want this to be just misery and hell on earth. And like I said, bedlam and locker room morale's down. They want all to be the case, and it's not. That's the truth. Yeah. The truth is, they're all businessmen and businesswomen in that company. It's not like AEW in that regard. I love AEW, love watching it. I have friends that work there. Shoot, my friends helped start the damn thing. With that said, it's a different ball game with how WWE and how you come up in their system and how you view this business as just that, a business. And if somebody you don't like, can you imagine if WWE, if the guys in the locker room didn't like somebody, and then therefore that's it, they're gone, and then that right. person, draw? Are you joking me? Nobody would be a draw at that case because people would be jealous. Nobody would get over. Yeah. It's a business at the end of the day, and this hatred for him is disgusting. Because here's the irony: he was their messiah, whether they want to say so or not. CM Punk was the indie star upon star upon star upon star, more than Daniel Bryan, more than all of them. Okay, mm-hmm. He was the indie darling on steroids, the very really first one. To then make the jump to WWE and break that damn wall down. So instead of saying thanks and shaking the dude's hand, all right, they all let Jungle Jack Jerkoff be able to have a say in the ending of CM Punk's career. Are you flipping kidding me? I get there's a generational gap here is the only thing I can assume, or maybe they don't know how Punk started and how he say what you want. Revolutionize this business on getting smaller guys to be able to be seen and get a chance to WWE, not just a chance, but a main event slot chance, heavyweight champion status chance, and future Hall of Fame chances would not be done without Punk. Because I was there when they used to put him down and not let him work, not hire him, always make excuses why they couldn't hire him. That's when I was there. So I saw all the ends of it, and I just watched the younger – not talents, but the younger fans in regards to that, like our younger talent today on AEW or WWE, the smaller guys, right? And the fact that they're shitting on Punk, I'm like, without him, your favorite star ain't wrestling, because he's your favorite wrestler's wrestler. They're just not saying it now because it's not in vogue to do so because of how he went out in AEW.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier, but I think a lot of that... You could tell Punk did not see AEW as big as WWE, you know, like when he was talking about like Hangman Page hasn't done anything. It's like, he was just world champion, you know, in that company. So you kind of got the feeling that Punk no longer felt he was in big leagues after a while in AEW. And now you see it, like he said, I'm home tonight. And you just get that feeling, like he truly believes that. Like
he does, because you saw his eyes well up. I watched it. That's why I was a little bit late. My apologies. I wanted to make sure I watched it before we talked about it. Really quick, his eyes did well up. He's not some good actor, as we know. So it's the truth, right? He's great on the microphone, and he calls controversy and whatever, but he's not a good actor. So with that said, I just want to add one other thing to this, is that the next step I see in the hatred of CM Punk is he's a hypocrite. Really? We'll get that encyclopedia thick list ready of other hypocrites. Let me give you some. Bruno Sammartino, some say the greatest of all time. You ask my dad, that's who the greatest of all. That's the GOAT in my dad's opinion. If you asked him, right? Let's see, who else? Hulk Hogan. Yeah, when he was at WCW, he was not coming back, right? It was unthinkable he can come back because of what he almost put Vince out of business with WCW. Ultimate Warrior, called Vince McMahon a pedophile. He called him all these bad things about Stephanie. He said horrible things about this company that you can't come back from. Personal, much harder than Phil's personal attacks.
Bret Hart.
Okay, obviously for the Montreal Screwjob, nobody saw that hell ever freezing over him coming back and shaking hands with Shawn Michaels in the middle of a ring on Monday Night Raw. What? Nobody saw that coming. My point is, it's wrestling, and it's a business. So to try that, because you guys all had your little, you know, panties in a wad, hoping that for sure WWE would not have any interest. Remember, that's how like they kind of just like shoot it away, even Meltzer to a certain degree. They're not interested in him after this. That was like the whole vibe everybody was giving out. Everybody.
That was the story that was out just a couple weeks ago. It was like WWE said thanks, but no thanks.
Remember right he now. Went. Remember he went there and they took pictures of him in the parking lot and they made it look like he was backstage begging for a job and they he had to be thrown out of the building and all this other ish, right?
Yeah.
That's the taint I'm talking about. Here and how I'm trying to discuss this negative CM Punk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, look, you can hate on the guy all you want, but at the same time, like, you're going to be watching him. You're going to be watching relevant storylines in a 10 times bigger wrestling company. Eat it.
And yeah, I mean, that 71 million views on social, you know, obviously those numbers can, you know, they're not, you know, you're scrolling and that counts as a view, but still, it got a ton of interest, a ton of YouTube views. It's insane.
Call me old school, Roger. I don't like the negativity. When I was a wrestling fan, we didn't have this. Even between WCW and WWF heat back in the day, when that was a real war, okay? For those of you, the tribalists that have to swear by AEW or swear by WWE, and then the other sucks, obviously, is what you guys think. I'm telling you, it wasn't like that when the Monday Night Wars were happening. It wasn't. It was, we were watching both. We were clicking back and forth at 100 miles an hour pace during commercial breaks, all right? Or if we were smart, and you go to your friend's house and say, hey, let me borrow your VCR tonight. And I had two VCRs stacked on top of each other. I tape both. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so it wasn't like that back then. If you're a WCW fan, you're like, oh, you idiot. You weren't like that. You're like, oh, yeah, dude, Goldberg is a bad mother. You know what?
Yeah.
If you were a WWF fan, you know?
Yeah, I had bought a TV with picture in picture for that very reason, just to go back and forth between Nitro and Raw.
I just don't like the negativity. I don't think it's good for wrestling. I don't.
No. But okay, so some people are disappointed by his promo tonight, and it's what they wanted to hear is they wanted to hear him take some shots at AEW, make some thin. Well, think about it, because what was he going to say tonight? That you know this was down. I know, but people like the drama, Matt. People like the rivalry. People like the tribalism, and I thought tonight was a more subdued version of what we saw in AEW. He didn't like give the, oh, I fell in love with wrestling again. And here I am in the ring. And, you know, I think that it was what it needed to be. But at the end, I think one of the shots at Seth Rollins was masterful. The way when he said, some people aren't happy to see me. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, when he said, I'm not here to make friends, I'm here to make money. Like, and by the way, man, this is what everybody should just be applauding how he did this. He said, I've been gone for 10 years and you all never stop chanting my name. And I heard you even when I didn't want to be that guy. I heard you and I'm back for you. That tonight was the most powerful thing that he said, in my opinion.
He himself forgot who he was, that he was that guy. Yeah. It was powerful as hell.
It was good.
Yeah. It wasn't given that much time.
Yes, Raj, I mean to jump on you. WWE screwed this up, in my opinion. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. I just dumped on Tony Khan of not being able to take that situation and make millions of dollars out of it. Two times he was given golden opportunities to do so and blew it. And then he was scared for his life. In between that, because I don't buy that at all. The guys got to him, told him.
Billionaire thought.
I don't buy that.
That CM Punk was going to attack him in a life-threatening, like he was Jack Reacher, Matt. Like CM Punk, all 185 pounds, we're going to end Tony Khan.
And he just got done with a match, so he's like wearing nothing. He's just in his wrestling gear. So he's doing it, you know, with his bare hands.
This is CM Punk we're talking about. I'm talking about Brock Lesnar. Okay, now Brock Lesnar, okay, I'd buy that one. I would buy that.
I'd be scared.
100%, Tony. All right, but back to what we're saying. sorry. Because I know that annoys me. It's dishonest. I'm sorry, it's dishonest. Matt, were you there? I don't have to be there. I've been in a gorilla my entire young adult life. And I know what happens back there when fights do break up. What was he scared of? Like the video camera was going to fall over on him? What was he scared of?
Tony Khan, like Homer Simpson, yelling, I'm a hemophiliac, like just panicking. I can't wait till Dark Side of the Ring does a reenactment of this. And CM Punk is like reaching for like a bottle of water. And Tony Khan's like, oh, no.
You guys see somebody? Here's what. But I didn't mean to go off on this tangent, even though it's a hilarious tangent. my point of the tangent before was supposed to be like, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, because if I dump on AEW for not getting this right, I'm going to dump on WWE a little bit here tonight, because I'm sorry. You open the show with him. You open the show with him. For those that say, no, you don't, you have him on last. So people stay on the channel the whole single, the whole night until he comes out. No. Here's why. Because you knew you're still going to get some boos. You're going to get some boos in Nashville or any, and the city's moving forward. It's not going to be like Chicago. Of course it won't. But I wouldn't have given that illusion away too soon. And how you do that is you save that opening pop. That is the biggest pop usually of every night, unless it's a Stone Cold later in the night or the Rock at the end of the night. That's different. Yeah. You have the show open with him. So he gets that premiere number one pop. So the people watching on TV that haven't seen him don't know he was in AEW. Let's say these younger kids, for instance, had no clue that he was wrestling for AEW. Wow, this guy's pretty over, whoever the hell this guy is. When they say he was here 10 years ago, I'm going to go back on YouTube and watch it. But he got a huge pop, so he must be important. And perception's reality. And I thought that having Randy come out first, it was a great promo he cut. I just didn't think that needed to be first, especially with the groundbreaking Punk announcement. So what I would have done is I'd have him come out first, and then throughout the show, but what they did is they took away from his pop by having Cody bring him up once and having Seth bring him up once. By doing that, you diminished his pop.
And then also the way they kept replaying from last night, Saturday night, and just kept plugging it over and over, which I get why you're doing that. But after a while, you're just like, just do it already. It got pretty annoying. Yeah. If you do it first, you don't have the same time constraints. Punk can go long. He doesn't have to.
Crowd's at its most energetic. Most energetic at the beginning, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree.
That being said, it was interesting tonight how they built the show around Randy at the beginning, Punk at the end. It was funny, Cody Rhodes saying, I'm going to have an announcement. That seemed like a little bit of a AEW knock. But, you know, if you're really reading into things, that Cody Rhodes has a huge announcement.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I just got it. Yeah.
But let's talk about
big announcement. Tony Khan's announcement next week going to be that they signed another one of basically their own wrestlers to another 2 or 3 year deal. I'm sorry. I've always assigned Will Ospreay with AEW. I know technically it was under New Japan contract, but I've always just associated with AEW because he's always on when I watched.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Zack Sabre Jr. signed? Because that's about the same as Ospreay.
He's really nasty to watch. He's awesome.
He's great. But I'm just saying if they signed Sabre, it's the exact same thing.
With respect to him, you can have Will Ospreay plus Zack Sabre Jr. I'm fans of both, to be honest.
Absolutely. But that's still again.
Sorry. It ain't the same thing as you let it's not just CM Punk sign with CM the WWE, it's that you drove him there. You guys drove him there. You had the one star that was never thought to go back to WWE, and you put him right in Hunter's hands. Here you go, Tony. Or here you go, better than me, Khan.
Well, it's okay. So when you think about the juvenile antics, though, so one, you've got the Bucks, Hangman, you've got these guys like razzing him on camera, giving him a hard time. I mean, you got the brawl out incident. They didn't let it go and make peace. And then, like, try explaining this to someone that doesn't watch.
This is Tony Khan's fault. All of it.
And then the straw that broke the camel's back was someone with the name Jungle Boy, who made a crack about using real glass when he smashed into an auto windshield.
Real glass, by the way.
Yeah.
And Punk's to blame here too, but the fact that Jungle Jack was the catalyst for the biggest star in the company no longer being there is pretty wild.
And giving WWE their highest social engagement moment of all time with that return.
Wait, what?
It's the biggest social media engagement between YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. It's the biggest social media moment in the history of WWE.
Yeah. Like beating like John Cena coming back
they only have to beat 2.3 million viewers tonight to have the highest rated Raw of the year, even with football maybe, but I guarantee you a lot of people are waiting to watch that promo online, but still
yeah
they built to this night. So, and AEW, two pieces of AEW news. One, MJF is injured. He tweeted it, then deleted it. Torn labrum. Yeah.
No.
But he said he'll still wrestle at World's End.
Yeah. Which, if Torn he didn't labrum, need more proof, he re-signed his deal, which is good because he's the biggest star they got. QT Marshall is out at AEW, quitting.
Yeah. He did a lot of backstage stuff for him, but you know, he was do those he was Hobbs's manager for like a few weeks, and
I just thought he was always there because he's number one. Folks, I know you saw him like more of a comedic character. He used to be able to really wrestle guys. Like, he was really, really talented back in the day. Really talented, actually. One of the better workers. But what I was going to say is, I always thought he was there because of Cody. You know, he's tight with Cody. They had the Nightmare Factory together. When I saw Cody leave, I thought he would follow. And when he didn't, I thought, okay, you know, maybe he's doing his own deal now. I don't know.
Yeah. He made kind of a cryptic comment as well.
What did he say?
He said, here, let me find it. He said, as much as I've enjoyed being a VP manager of talent relations and wearing a myriad of hats, the company has changed a lot since 2019 and is heading in a different direction. And I feel that it's best I do the same. So we only get one chance to go all in. I mean, as we only have one chance to go all in. So basically saying like the changes in the company kind of.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Big part. Yeah.
It's cool. Did Raj squash the beef with QT? What?
We did. We had a one night beef.
What?
He was doing this kind of like this gimmick where he's ripping on wrestling reporters on Twitter. And so he did it to me one day because I said something critical about how they were pushing Wardlow. And he got upset about that. So kind of had a few tweets back and forth. But then, you know, we squashed it.
I like how Raj gets in these feuds with the indie wrestlers. And they start by saying something about dirt sheets. And then Raj busts out his Social Security earnings statement for each year. And then he's like, why does everybody start these feuds with me? I don't understand.
So, but no, I wish him, you know, I wish the best for him. And like you said, Matt, he was really good in the ring. Every time he wrestled, he was always really solid.
Yeah,
I'm talking back in the early thousands. Like, he was really talented. Same with people who the younger fans don't know, but on WWE with Adam Pearce, Scrap Iron Adam Pearce was really good in the ring back in the early thousands, late 90s.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Real quick, Akshay Kumar is asking how you would book Punk in his first program back.
Go ahead, Raj.
You don't want to go to Seth Rollins too quick. Like, if they're going to do that at WrestleMania, almost maybe just have his first match at the Rumble. Like, he announces that he's in, but we still have a long ways to go until the Rumble.
2 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's something we can learn from his run in AEW, because even when he's in AEW, he did start to cool off. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that has to do with whenever this dude shows up, he gets the biggest pop of all time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even AEW, that pop was enormous when he debuted there. Then nothing could, I mean, last night was Saturday night was even louder, obviously. But it's all downhill from there. Because that's in Chicago. How's it going to be in other cities? Yeah. So here's what can I answer that question? What I think they should do with him? You think I'm nuts? Because this is real fantasy booking at its finest or worst here. I think they need to get John Boy back, Cena, because what's going to happen is CM Punk's going to start getting hate and cheers. He's going to get like it might even split an audience eventually once this cools down a little bit, in my opinion, right? Once the audience split with CM Punk sucks, if that starts, you bring John Cena back and you make John Cena somehow do what we've always been begging him to do for years. You flip-flop the CM Punk John Cena feud with Punk playing the face, Cena playing the heel.
even though Punk really ended up being the face in that feud afterwards.
Right.
It wasn't initially supposed to be that way. The fans just went with him.
I like that idea.
I have Cena come back when the boos are coming for Punk and have him come back like, huh, yeah. What a quinky dink. I remember back in 2010, you were saying how Hunter wasn't listening to the fans because half these people liked me and half the people didn't like me. Well, how's that humble pie taste, son? You know, and then go from there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could dream book, I'd do Stone Cold if he could come back and do one more.
Yeah.
Because he looked great, you know, with Kevin Owens. And there was always that thing with him and Punk where they had a couple of interactions. Fans were really into it. So, yeah.
They were very good interactions, too. They were.
Yeah, there was one where Austin. Yeah. Yeah, that promo that they did on each other. And then there was one where Punk was backstage with Austin, who was drinking a beer. And
yep, like, I just saw that.
So, yeah, are you seeing double? And Punk, Austin said something like, I could whip your ass double or something like that. It's really funny. Like, that would be gold, like on the mic and everything.
Oh, yeah.
If they could get away with a street fight, I would pay money for that. And here's the thing. Here's what I'm most concerned about with Punk. I'm worried about him getting injured again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he comes back and tries to do too many matches like he did in AEW. And even that wasn't too many matches because they don't have house shows. They were just doing television.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He
didn't do any house shows.
So, do you know what I mean? So, like, they got to be careful. I think he's got to be careful. I hope he's taking care of his body better.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen here. Because I want to see, like I told you guys the other week, I wanted to see him get his send-off so he could go to the Hall of Fame like he deserves to be. That's all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I think Punk shouldn't wrestle on free television. It should just be PLEs. Because he didn't do what he did with AEW. And he didn't say, oh, I'm looking forward to facing a lot of these younger talents like Austin Theory and Grayson. Punk doesn't even know anyone on the roster who he didn't know the first time, I'm sure. You know, I don't think he pays that close of attention. But yeah, I think he's got to be like Brock. He's got to be an attraction.
So what do you guys think of this idea? WWE has to act on it quick, though. That how often Raj are they in Chicago every year?
I want to say like 3 or 4.
That's it.
Yeah.
AEW
goes all the time, but WWE, it's a
few. Then this wouldn't work. I'll say, how about just using him only like when they're in Chicago?
Just Chicago. Like
every 2 months, they wheel him out because they'll get a monster pop. On TV, it'll look great.
Yeah.
He's not wrestling very often. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the point you made, Matt, about him getting injured again, and I think that's why you got to get the big matches out of the way right off the bat. Because AEW, they missed out on having Cody versus, you know, Omega. I mean, not Cody versus CM Punk versus Omega and Cody versus CM Punk. There were just a lot of big matches that they never got to that, you know, I think could have done real business. So.
I was happy we got the MJF feud. That was a great feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to have a lot of fun matches. And
yeah.
You know, someone in the chat had said, and I apologize, I already lost it, said that if the Miz wasn't, oh, there we go, Beer Money saying if Miz wasn't a face right now, that would be interesting. But I think, though, Seth, see, no one else should do the hypocrite thing. And like, Seth is the person to do that. That's Seth's shtick.
Yeah.
So I could see them giving him a placeholder feud, but like, unlike Randy, CM Punk should not be facing Dominic Mysterio. Like, that's silly.
Yeah.
That isn't going to do, I mean, it does Dominic good. It doesn't do Punk any good.
Unless WWE's objective with, we don't know what his objective is, what their objective is with him. How do we know it's not crisscrossing with that younger talent to help get them over?
I'd love to see Punk versus Finn even. I think that would be a really good match.
Promos would be sucky because Finn's promos are not.
I was thinking about this last night. You ever just have weird random thoughts when you wake up in the middle of the night? And my random thought was, it's weird that Finn Balor is a heel now when, like, as a face, it was like, oh, and he loves Legos. And I was just like, and I'm supposed to take this guy seriously as the leader of the most vicious faction. It's like, no, he makes really all black and gray Legos now. He's in a dark phase. Like, it's just odd. But no, I think, I mean, like, him and KO would be a great match. Him and Sami Zayn would be a great match. But I'm telling you, Punk, I like these people in chat are saying, Sammy. You know, Bigfoot Sneakerhead saying, have him on commentary. Start a beef with Rollins. You know, that way and make comments like
not a bad idea.
Yeah, we don't need to see him wrestle. And especially with the injury prone thing, I think God forbid he gets hurt before Mania.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's likely if you judge it off the time clock, he was with AEW when he got hurt.
Although it would be amazing if this is all some elaborate ruse for him to get workers' comp. And like, just like,
what a work that was. What an ultimate work would that be?
That would be incredible.
That might be a bridge that cannot be unburned. Yeah. That comes out one day. He's like, ha, you suckers thought I was serious about wanting to come back. No, I just took your money, suckers.
He said AJ's doing great. AJ Lee.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Crowd popped big for that.
I mean, yeah.
The crowd still remembers her. That's cool.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm surprised she's never come back, you know, like in AEW for like a few matches.
Well,
yeah, like the Bellas do. Like,
yeah, but she probably saw the women's division in AEW and was like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You know? But AEW is going to have a tough go of it for a little bit with MJF. I mean, MJF can still talk, thank God. God forbid he ever loses and gets laryngitis. They could still use him, but it's like, I'm curious if we're in a real war now, if now this is heating up again, what does AEW do Wednesday?
There is no, wait, timeout. There's no war. I want there to be one.
But yeah, I want there to be one too.
They're their competition. I'm not one of these jerks. I'm like, oh, they're not their competition. Of course they're their competition. But this is not some, come on. Yeah. This is a war. They're not on the same night, are they?
No, but there's still a competition. I don't know. Somebody's like, you're right that WWE won't take shots because they're so far in first place
right
now.
They think that's punching down. They think that's punching down.
But AEW, though, if they have everybody, if I was Tony Khan, here's what I would do my gimmick Wednesday. Every time someone goes to cut a promo, I would have Tony Khan say, hey, he has a team of lawyers at ringside to make sure nobody says something they can't say. And you make it seem like during every promo, someone's about to say something and they look over and they're like, oh, I can't, just to give the thing. And then somebody's going to let something slip through, you know, fire a shot.
Again, they do it too much, though. I remember when they started doing that, I thought they were doing it way too much. But given the, like, even TNA when I was there, I was like, why are we constantly talking about them?
Yeah.
Like, stop talking about them.
Yes.
Right. And especially when it's done in a way that makes WWE look bigger.
Bigger. You know, like, that's what it does do.
Yeah, you like when Soraya's like, you've never wrestled at Madison Square Garden, you know, to like,
dude, yeah,
you look, no, listen, you look like a little leaguer talking shit to the New York Yankees, is what it looks like. It looks stupid, no matter who does it, not just AEW, but even back when I was at TNA and our guys were doing it, Kurt was a lot of our main event guys were doing it too.
Yeah,
I was like, why would we even bring them up? We don't, we're not on their level.
Like, here's the PG.
And Hangman,
sorry.
Same thing with Hangman and Swerve a couple weeks ago when Hangman made a reference about Swerve getting fired by WWE. You don't want that out there.
That was horrible. Why did he, like, how did somebody approve that? Like, oh, that's a good look.
Right, yeah.
And then you're going to, by the way, so just to what Jim Cornette used to teach us in wrestling, be careful as a heel. And by the way, Hangman was supposed to be the face in that, by the way. But be careful when you're in a heel in a promo about burying your babyface opponent, especially that babyface opponent's going to end up beating you. So if you're saying all these negative things about them, how weak they are, how crappy they suck at wrestling, and how much better you are, and then you go there and you beat them, you haven't beaten anybody because you just said they weren't nobody just a week ago. Then if that person beats you, you just lost to that nobody. So no psychology whatsoever on the babyface side or heel side does it make sense what Adam Page said. Of number one, bringing up the other company, and number two, that he got that his opponent that was going to be beating him in a week got fired from that company. So what does that say to a normal average AEW fan? Not the ones that are super plugged in, but like an 8-year-old sitting there. Wouldn't that tell that 10-year-old that, like, oh, so AEW is like the second best then? Because if he got fired from the other company, that means he wasn't good enough to be there, something bad happened. But he's good enough to be here. So is this the minor leagues, Dad? What show are you taking me to?
Am I watching Impact? Like, what's going on here? Like, because that's what it reminds me of. Impact did a lot of that stuff. I mean, where they would have them show up. I know that, but it's tough. So if I were Tony Khan, though, I would take the opposite position. And like, there's a very R-rated version of it that he can't say, but I'll say the polite version. Like, Tony Khan could go out there and be like, so Triple H just keeps getting, you know, my ex is on the rebound or something like that. Like, he should take the high road that, like, we make the talents, you know, and then WWE all of a sudden wants them back. Something along those lines. He should make it look like he's where it's
at. Well, he can't do the money thing. He definitely can't do the what Vince tried to do. It actually kind of worked a little bit, surprisingly. These fans today want to fall for Vince McMahon's billionaire Ted just coming and buying all my talent. Oh, poor fans. Like today, they would have laughed at him over that, right? The fans today. But back then, we were like, oh, yeah, that is messed up. Yeah, who's a billionaire jerk? Stealing our Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? But today, like Tony Khan couldn't say that. Tony Khan couldn't say that, though. Tony Khan is a billionaire, so he doesn't get to use that excuse.
Well, to point, I'm sorry. Just Bigfoot Secret saying AW throw the bank at Brock Lesnar, see if he signs the only waiver. I would do that in Ronda as well.
Brock Lesnar will not last there. 2 weeks I would give it before he blows his top.
He will murder Jungle Boy.
That whole arena will be dead.
Yeah.
Everybody, popcorn vendor, snow cone maker, they're all going to be dead. You don't want that, folks. Trust me. Trust me. Oh boy!
Yeah, If you think the Young Bucks being a smart ass to CM Punk was something,
the minute he sees one of them playing a game, even if he sees one of them just looking even kind of sort of sideways, that's it. I'm telling you, guys, I'm ruining cars with this guy. I'm telling you, the shortest fuse ever of all time. Yeah. You should see him at Denny's ordering.
Wait! Hold time out, Matt. What sets Brock Lesnar off on a car ride?
Somebody cutting him off that didn't cut him off.
Oh, just that. Brock doesn't have rules. No touching the stereo. You do not adjust the temperature.
I was by myself. So I'm with Nathan in the ride as well. So Nathan doesn't get any of these jokes. Doesn't get any of my sarcasm. And so like
Nathan Jones.
Nathan Jones. And so like I'm by myself. Like I wish somebody can like laugh at some of this hilarity that nobody's putting over but myself to myself right now in this car ride. When he didn't get cut off, dude. He just started like, it's hilarious. I don't want to make it look like that. But Denny's, that's pretty funny. If somebody gets his order wrong, goes bonkers. He went bonkers. He said six egg whites. How freaking hard is that? Like,
I'd love to see it.
That would be amazing. But
I will say this though. Yeah. Got to call a spade a spade. I wasn't much better in that regard when after our shows I'm dead tired and I'm out of Denny's as well. Wasn't too much better, so I can't talk ish.
Raj, what were you gonna say?
Poor Denny's.
They should get the order right. So.
Mine, I remember was they didn't know how to steam hash browns. I'm like, it's simple. You take your pot out. You put the hash browns in it. You put ice cubes in it. You turn it upside down on the stove, and the ice is what steams it. It's very simple. And I don't know anything about cooking, and I know, you know. But that was me not being nice.
That's hilarious.
It's crazy. So WWE tried to do a little bit of a reset tonight in a showcase because they knew a lot of people were going to be tuning in. So after the Randy Orton promo, Creed are getting that Vaudevillains debut push where they're going to lose their championship match, but at least they blew through a bunch of other teams tonight to become the number one contenders.
They look good except for that one mess up, but boy, did he make up for it. Straight off the vert, jumped on the top rope like. That is so hard. You guys can be and tell you how hard that is. What kind of vert you have to do that? But he did it after falling and screwing up. That's what makes it triple hard, I thought. Straight off vertically, meaning he wasn't even balanced. And he was able to spring right up on the top rope and then hit his thing. Their finisher, though, I don't like that finisher bowling ball thing. That's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's it looks kind of silly. They're badass amateur. Aren't they amateur wrestlers or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
So that's corny. Can you imagine Shelton Benjamin and Brock doing that when they were a tag team? And like, no, they're amateur wrestlers. Like, I get you gotta give them some flavor because they're amateur wrestlers. So oftentimes amateurs oftentimes are stale and you gotta bring life out of them. Like,
people
understand how Kurt is really like out of this galaxy talented, and that's not the norm when you get an amateur wrestler in WWE. They gotta find a different finisher is all I'm saying. I like watching them a lot.
People in the chat are talking about Mercedes Moné, the former Sasha Banks. I have a feeling after Saturday, if Mercedes is not signed with AEW, I think she can up her price now
Can I ask a better question? Why wouldn't she go back for WWE for whatever Tony offers her? Ask WWE to double it.
Yeah, I think it's possible now. When Vince was back in charge for that brief moment, I don't think she was going back. And I'd heard that she was as good as signed with AEW from some people. But then she got injured, of course. So I think she can name her price right now. WWE could run the table by re-signing her right now and bringing Sasha Banks back, especially with Bayley about to break up with Damage Control. That could be a really awesome feud.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't leave the show, though, no matter what happens. You think I wanted to go out and stutter on national? No. Imagine if I just bounced and left in the middle of
Punk
the show.
During a pay-per-view. Punk did during the Royal Rumble in 2014.
Didn't
he do his match or no?
I don't remember if he did his match, but he walked out.
That's not good.
I know.
That's not good. So, you know, anyways, my bottom line is you don't do that. Yeah. Punk's-ish happened a longer time ago. How much time has gone by since she's been there?
A year and a half about. Yeah. It was like.
I want her back there bad. So trust me, I hope enough time has gone by. We're like, you know, all right, fine, that's water under the bridge. Come on back. Because like I just said, I just got done cutting a promo, scathing promo on Saturday, but this is a company that believes in business first.
Yeah.
So hopefully water doesn't need to be under the bridge. I can just be like, F it. She's money. Let's bring her back.
Yeah.
Because she's only going to help that girls division.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they could use a spark in the women's division right now.
Shinsuke attacked Cody during his big announcement.
Yeah, so, how about that? With the mist.
With the mist. Wonder if him and Asuka get a bulk deal on that.
So let me ask a question on this. This, I didn't know any better. I know he's not there, so I'm not being a good conspiracy theorist. But this has Vince McMahon, like Japanese wrestler 101 written all over it. Like mist. Not every Japanese wrestler has to spray mist. They couldn't have done something different unless that's going to be his new gimmick.
Which is so dumb.
Well, of course it's dumb. It's been done to death.
And Asuka's is blue, but Shinsuke's is red.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's
red is kind of new, though. I feel like you usually don't see red mist. Wait a
second. That's a Vince McMahon I've ever pitched. A lot of wrestlers have had mist, but his mist is red.
Yeah. Muda is still the coolest wrestler to ever do it.
Muda?
WCW?
I thought you asked who was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was saying with the mist. I thought I didn't see him in New Japan back then when I was a kid, but I'd see it. You know, I became a big fan of his at WCW.
WCW, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, it's such a jab, like a, almost a, what's the word I'm looking for, Glenn? Like a stereotype in a way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like a Vince McMahon Japanese wrestler. Like
but he supposedly has nothing to do with anything right now. That's the crazier part. Like, is this a Michael Hayes thing? Like, who's responsible?
Somebody got that in. I'd like to think Hunter had nothing to do with that and just said, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Bruce Pritchard, maybe?
Actually, Rodimus Prime Rib, I like the idea of Nakamura's new gimmick is copying finishers. That's kind of like a Mega Man thing. Like, he just, like, steals everybody's... There could be something to that.
Is he suggesting that, or is he? I think he's suggesting already happening.
Okay. No, I think he's suggesting that. But I like that idea. Kind of good. Mm-hmm. The Viking Raiders are still a thing because Ivar with Valhalla got time off from the Ren Fair to wrestle Bronson Reed tonight.
That was a fun match.
That was very nice. That's their gimmick, and you're making fun.
It's the type of gimmick that if you were writing a sitcom and you wanted to make fun of wrestling, they would look like the Viking Raiders.
All right. Point taken.
And I say this, look, I got all the love out there for Husky Men being one of them. I get it, but you're not doing your, it's like Otis now, who's like somehow like he stole the Kool-Aid Man's catchphrase. Like, it's just like, can we please, KO is like the one that we can go, okay, at least they're presenting him like a serious Bronson Reed, at least they're presenting him serious. Yeah. But it's just like, let's have some good representation, man. I want some role models for the Husky boys of America to look up to and aspire to be one day. And it's not being out there in war paint with your Viking shield, you know, in this, doing this silly thing. It brings everybody down.
Boy, do I regret bringing that up.
Well, but that match was fun, you know, with him and Bronson Reed. I thought that was
he's huge. He's much bigger than I thought he was. Because Bronson Reed, I always thought was bigger. That other guy's bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's huge. But they're both very athletic for a super athlete.
Absolutely. Yes, we had R-Truth backstage. So we've got basically R-Truth between
bought me tonight, by the way.
Absolutely. Tonight. But between him, Tozawa, and the Alpha Academy, Maxxine Dupri, we basically have the 24/7 championship people? Crew without the 24/7 championship now.
Village people.
Right. Yeah. They're the ones they go to for the comedy backstage.
Yeah.
Again, I had to watch that stupid ass dance again. And can I ask a question? When he got done with his dumb little shuffle, his jelly roll, why did they all act like he farted or something? Like, did you notice like they all acted like something bad happened afterwards? Like all their facial expressions?
No, I purposely only paid half attention.
Yeah.
Go back and watch it again because I feel like I missed a joke that I didn't understand.
Yeah. I thought their stuff with the Judgment Day was kind of funny.
That was good.
I thought it was. That was pretty decent at first. Like they're putting R-Truth in here with them. What are you doing?
Right.
I thought it was okay. And I thought the whole night, Priest had a very strong showing on the microphone with his range. His range was much better tonight. I thought he's getting better.
Think he cashes in successfully. Seems like that would throw a wrench in plans.
You don't think CM Punk's winning the world title, obviously, right, Raj?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, you could do it. I mean, you know, you see where your ratings are and how show numbers, and that might boost business a little bit.
No. Yeah. Is it a three-way with him and he cashes it in so he can be in a WrestleMania main event, Damian Priest? But it just doesn't work out. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nia Jax and Zoe Stark had a match with Nia getting the win. Mm-hmm. It was okay. Not the best, not the worst.
It was there.
It was there. I knew you were going to say that. I was just about to say it. I swear to God, I was about to say that.
The Miz confronted Gunther wanting a rematch.
Serious Miz.
I know. We had Seth Rollins out there and talking some shit about CM Punk, calling him a hypocrite on national television. But he was interrupted by Drew McIntyre, who wants a championship rematch. And unfortunately, Jey Uso is getting a crack at the World Heavyweight Championship next week on Raw.
And then, this was a great promo because he as well, Raj, showed good range. I'm sorry, he being Drew. Drew's getting better in this heel role, and he's making sense. He's one of the only heels that I can sit there and go, he's right. Actually, yeah, he's right. And he brought up what he did to Seth in one of their matches, how he took it easy on him when he shouldn't have, and he got very personal about it. It seemed like the truth. Like, it didn't seem like a work. It didn't seem like phony wrestling. And the rage that you could see that's coming from him, you know? And then when he said, oh, yeah, Jey Uso is going to be my opponent, Volcano Explorer, and he didn't have no sympathy for Seth at that moment. Seth went to shake his hand about it, and then gave him the Glasgow kiss, which he should because he just got done telling the story. He made the mistake last time, not killing him when he was down. Yeah. He'll never make that mistake again. Great development. Great character development for him.
Drew has been really good in this heelish role.
Yes.
I guess now he's more, less a tweener, more of a heel, but he has been he has been really, really great in this role.
Like,
and to your point, just that believability, you believe everything he's saying.
I side with him. I'm like, yeah, dude, this you're right. You haven't deed over.
I liked his interaction with Sami Zayn, setting up a match between Drew and Sammy next week. Mm-hmm. That was good.
It was. And by the way, I do think Sammy could hang with Punk.
Oh, it would be great, but that match will do.
I know.
And I love Sammy, but it's not going to really, because everyone that's a Punk fan is probably a Sammy fan. Everyone's a Sammy fan. You know, it's just, it's be a great match, but there's, if I've got limited slots left on Punk's bump card, I'm not spending that on Sammy. And it's unfortunate again, because Sammy's my favorite wrestler, but I loved Randy Orton saying he wants retribution on the Bloodline and then having that talk with Jay backstage. I thought that was really nice.
that was, and I liked his promo in the ring with Rhea. I didn't like Rhea undressing him like that because I was hoping he was going to say, maybe you don't know how this works, sister. Mae Young, Trish Stratus, and start naming all the females he has RKO'd over the years. But then obviously he can't do it.
That would have played great in 2023.
No, he just, like you've heard from others, I'm a grown viper. I'm a more mature viper. And I'm gonna, but the point is he could have flinched. He could have done a lot of things that Rhea would have coming to her, not physically, but falsing her like he did do. And she didn't sell. I don't know if you guys caught that. He did do that to her and she did not sell it at all. I don't even think she saw it actually. But she didn't react. Point is we used to get on Stephanie McMahon about this. So we got to be fair here too. When a female undresses your top talent like that, big dogs them and basically makes them out like that. There is no redeeming quality. There's nothing that can come of that positive. Zero. Zilch. Because you can't get retribution. The guy can't get retribution. He can't do anything in return. So it's usually set up for another girl to come in and then like spear the other girl, you know, out of her shoes. But that's not what happened here. And Reigns had to kind of take it. I thought that was lame.
Beer Money saying Jay's still getting that RKO eventually. That would be amazing if Randy was just like, you know, we're cool, but eventually I still have to do that. And Jay was like, can we just do it now? And he's like, no, it has to come out of nowhere. We just have a whole episode where Jay's like very nervous.
Don't forget, Randy's whole gimmick is he's a viper, he's a slither, you know.
Seemed like,
I mean, as soon as he said we're cool to Jay, I was like, he's gonna turn on him down the road.
We had a fun women's tag match, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven versus Natalya and Tegan Nox. Like, no stakes, but Chelsea and Piper won, kept the championships. Becky was backstage, but you know, I would have thought after the other night the Becky Charlotte tag team began a real push. But
they saw the reaction to being asked that question at the press, and they're both like,
I don't know. But when Issa asked about them being friends again, like they were all giggles and saying they're dating again, like they're cool, you know.
They said, whoa, no, they said, hold on. This is just us first taking our first steps. How about this? We're just dating right now. So they weren't like, yes, let's skip together out of the room because he's asked this question.
It's a tag team. They're not buying a condo together.
Don't try to gas up her question.
They're not co-signing a car loan, Matt. It's a tag team. It's like
you made it sound like they were holding hands, skipping out of the room together because of this question.
It's funny though, people treat that like, oh, a tag team, that's a big deal. And it's like, really, if you watch professional wrestling, like, it is not. But Randy and Dominic Mysterio today with JD McDonagh. JD McDonagh selling that neck injury after that massive RKO he took off the top of the cage.
Okay.
What?
Not a JD fan?
It's nothing that I'm not a fan. It's nothing to being a fan, it's just something else.
Okay.
It's not nice. We'll
talk about it off the air.
This match was fine. I mean, Dominic did the Dominic thing. He's got, you know, whatever. It's fine. This could have been against anyone in this. But Dominic has heat, which is good. But people were just excited to see Randy back. Randy could have wrestled a mop. And everyone would have popped major for this tonight.
He looks incredible. He looks like old Randy. I'm talking Evolution Randy.
Yeah.
Where he looks bigger.
He does look thicker with the cuts.
Yeah.
Like he looks every bit of 245, pushing 250, which he's normally not. In real life, like they always gas up our numbers for our weight. You guys know that. In real life, he was always around 220. At 6'5", which is pretty lean for being 6'5". He's got to be 250, though. He looks great.
I think even more, because at Survivor Series, he didn't look smaller than Drew. And Drew's a big dude, so.
Drew's 245. Drew's not pushing, though, 260 or 265 yet. In real life. He's another one that's very lean in real life. But again, lean plays out on television as big. That's why you always want to be red. Choice between big and thick or lean and cut. You want lean and cut because it plays like Eddie Guerrero. Look, there's a quintessential epitome of this example. He looked huge on television. If you looked at his back. And then you see him in the ring like 20 minutes later with Brock or Undertaker, like, God dang, he's short. But like, if you just saw him by himself walking, Benoit, even back in the day, walking down in their entrance, you know, more diminutive, you wouldn't know that because they looked so freaking jacked.
Yeah.
Until they got next to somebody who was normal height.
Right.
And then the Punk promo, what everybody was waiting for, and online, very polarizing. This promo, like, what did people want him to say aside from trash talk at AEW? Like, what were they hoping for?
You don't want to give too much his first appearance back either. You know, you want to, I don't know. I felt like it was fine for what it was. I do think it should have been at the beginning of the show, but you don't want to give away his next storyline yet, you know? No. Let it build.
Yeah, you guys are right. Yeah, I watched it. I mean, here's the thing. He set the bar so damn high with his promos. All his promos are bangers, usually. Mm-hmm. I mean, bangers, like top 10 promos all the time. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just know one thing. I know him enough to know that I saw his eyes well up.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like I told you earlier, he's not a good actor. He can't do that stuff on command. Trust me, he cannot do that on command. So there was something there he was really feeling.
Yeah.
I got into it. I got a little misty-eyed at one point. I really believed it and felt it when he was talking about being back and what it meant to the fans, especially the thing about them chanting for years. He took what was second only to the what chant as the most annoying thing a crowd could do and turned that into like the voice of a movement. And that is remarkable. And I give him all the credit in the world for that. But, you know, I mean, I kind of have this, and I mean this in the nicest way. It's like my reaction night was like, he's sort of the lovable fuck up of pro wrestling who, you know, we like watching his ups and downs because when he's gold, it's magic. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's had a lot of stumbles. He's had a lot of conflicts. He's had a lot of controversy, but at the same time, like he can bring you back in and it makes sense. This idea that if him and WWE can repair this, like, oh, maybe it's worth another shot. Let's give this another try.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's what Justin Lopez is saying in the chat. He said, Punk just cleared the air with his return promo. Then things will start to pick up. Okay. And I agree. It was almost like, it's great to be back. Leave it at that. And then
you
go from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end, you want to be like, and by the way, fuck Vince McMahon. And then like drop the mic, you know.
Right.
It's like Triple H, no take backs, no erases. You've stuck with me for 3 years. You know, I mean.
Is that what his deal is?
No, it's rumored. It's a multi-year
deal. Yeah.
Love to know how much money it's for compared to what he was getting in AEW.
Me too. Is that public? Is that have to be public information nowadays or no?
They find don't they find a way to obfuscate that in the stockholder report? Like there's just a line item for talent.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't list them individually. So. But it's got to be millions.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh,
yeah. Definitely.
But I think that this, even if you're in any wrestling promotion, this is something that is seismic for the business, not just WWE. People, this is giving people another reason to talk about pro wrestling.
They don't get it. They don't want to get it either, Glenn. I'm telling you, dude, they don't. Yeah. They don't care. They just want to hate. And I just hate that. I just don't like the negativity. I can't stand it.
And here's the thing. If you think anyone in WWE is truly bothered by this, I guarantee you there's not a single wrestler on the roster who did not want to be on the show tonight.
No.
They all were on the card tonight.
You're right. I promise you, you're correct. And the other thing is that wrestling's supposed to be a place where everybody's supposed to be able to go and escape from real life-ish that they don't want to deal with no more or want to get past, right? That's what I always used it for as a kid and a young adult. Even when I was in college, I used it for that. Had a horrible game. Don't want to be thinking about it. You know, all my teammates are going out. I don't want to go out with them because I played like crap. I just want to be in a ball in my bed and watch my wrestling DVDs over and over and over.
and take a Sharpie to make sure Hulk Hogan's hair is accurate on the action figure.
That's a good call. Good memory.
And also for the people that think about it further down the road, who doesn't want more people going to the shows and better attendance and better
they don't,
more eyeballs on you?
The wrestler should, but the wrestling, there's wrestling fans, not the majority of them, but there is definitely a cult of them that just love this negativity, just like crapping on the other company, the other brand that they don't like as much instead of just big upping your brand.
Yeah.
Like, why not just, I don't know.
Fernando Perez saying, why can't you super chat? Okay,
I agree.
So, well, here's the deal. Okay. So first off, big thank you to everyone. We've had an amazing couple of nights here on Gigantic Pop. We are in the process of being approved for monetization. Super chats will be coming soon. You know, again, I know we sound like we're doing a telethon here, but we are completely independent. You know, I'm still doing my NXT and SmackDown podcast at the old place. Raj has exited. Matt's running Longwood by day. But this is the three of us coming together to do an independent channel to talk about wrestling, pop culture, all sorts of stuff, and just banter and just hang out. We want an excuse to talk again. We want an excuse to hang out with you all again. So please, if you're checking this out for the first time, please subscribe, give us a like, give us a follow on Twitter. We appreciate it greatly. Like, we're doing this because people asked us for years, when are the three of us getting back together to talk about wrestling and just to hang out. I know you all have been so kind to let us into your lives and give us this opportunity to spend time with you on a regular basis, and we're stoked to be able to do that again. So we very much appreciate your support.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, please take a second to give it a like too. That definitely helps the YouTube algorithm. So we really appreciate it. And thanks a million.
And go back through, if you're on YouTube right now, go back through some of our old clips that we have as well from when we first, we haven't been on that long, but when we first started our show back up, like those too, if you could. Anything to do to help our show, we greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's good. And we'll have more fun stuff coming. We're going to work wrestling more into the mix going forward. We'll figure out the right balance of things. But I mean, look, this is huge. And by the way, this isn't, you know, just us. Like, CM Punk is the story that has never stopped giving for wrestling media. In fact, it's so funny that his debut happened when people finally stopped talking about it, saying, oh, I guess it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then he appeared. He worked us all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time coming up ahead, you know, going into Rumble season, then Mania. It should be it's going to be a blast.
A lot of stars on that in that company right now. A lot of big stars.
Yeah. Dixie Carter was backstage tonight.
Shut up. What? Yeah. Oh, because they were in Nashville. Okay. That makes sense.
Just visiting.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that Dr. Chris Amon still working for WWE given the lawsuit over CM Punk's comments on that podcast.
Yeah.
You know, has anyone reached out to how Colt Cabana feels about all this?
He was on Beat. This is what a wrestling fan I am, folks. Yeah. I watched, I told you the BTE thing is at work.
Yeah.
Because they have being the Dark Order now taking its place. It's now called BTDO. Okay. Yeah. I just watched it earlier. Mm. So I don't buy that BTE's done forever. That's a great, like, lots of, I liked BTE. I've always been a fan of that show. And they get lots and lots of viewers. But so they ain't just going to give that up, I would imagine. So anyways, in the meantime, while they're supposedly have given it up, BTDO is the new thing. It's being the Dark Order. And on that, I promise I have a point here. Colt Cabana has been circumvented to do the camera work for that show. I mean, talk about lowering. Yes. I mean, I don't know why. He's got a good sense of humor. I'll give him that.
He's a good guy.
He's hilarious, actually, for life. He is. I got along good with him. He's a baseball card collector, so we had that in common. But other than that, Baz have him jabroning himself on the show, essentially.
Wow.
but I mean, hey, he's getting a paycheck, man.
Yeah.
We're mad.
All right. So we're going to come back on Sunday.
Going to be back on Sunday. Provided nothing else seismic happens in the industry that demands our immediate attention. We'll plan on Sunday. Follow us on Twitter. You guys all follow us individually. You know where we're at. We'll have news about Sunday show, probably 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, but we'll figure it out. Details to be determined. But thank you all. These past three nights have been crazy. This has been really good. Anything else to add before we take it off the air?
How about that Continental Classic?
I was really afraid Seth was going to announce a tournament tonight rather than a match with Jay. I was like, oh, please don't announce a tournament. cool. Well, yeah. We'll catch y'all next time on Gigantic Pop. Everybody have a great week. Take care. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.